Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
721 WCCO Legislators Office. We think go back to work next week. Blois Olson is our political insider. Joins us every morning at 620. I got you out an hour later this morning, Blois, because I wanted to wish you and myself, I guess, a happy birthday. 9 years ago we started this show.
It's 9 years ago next Friday, but I know...
Oh, am I off a week off? Okay, hang up on him, will you? Hang up on him, Hammer. I thought it was today. No, go ahead.
That's all right. No problem. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And obviously, you're a reason for me to get up every morning very early. And the other side of it is, on Fridays, you know what I do? I sleep in.
That a baby.
So I usually get up about 6:45 on Fridays, so. We're doing well.
Out of curiosity, are we getting any Minnesota reaction from the Mueller report?
Yeah, we're getting a ton. I mean, let's just start with Amy Klobuchar. Obviously, she's running for president. She's focused on the Russian interference in the election part of it, and so is Dean Phillips. They're saying this just proves that Russia wants to interfere in our elections. We need to make sure that our elections are secure. Amy Klobuchar has many pieces of legislation to have secure paper ballots in front of Congress right now. She wants those heard. On the Republican side, it's somewhat predictable. Jennifer Carnahan and others saying, you know, this was politically motivated. It's time to move on. It's time for Democrats to get over it. But one interesting statement from Tom Emmer is that one story that hasn't been told is the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Committee arm of how they run House races, was also hacked, and the Russians have the data. Now, Democrats and the Republicans have been working to not use that data and that information in campaigns with the NRCC. Emmer controls the NRCC right now, and yesterday it came out that the talks on whether or not to use the information that was hacked and stolen had broken down, and Emmer's quote was, "It's time for the emotional socialist Democrats to knock it off with their childish temper tantrums." So, you know, he's not pulling any punches right now. And I think it's setting up this tone, as I told Jordana yesterday, that you've already kind of got the public decided on one way or another on Trump. Now the question is, does this cloud further? And really, it's all about 2020.
Well, speaking of elections here in Minnesota, we've talked to Secretary of State Simon many times about this, but there apparently were attempts to hack into ours too, right?
Yes, we were one of the states that they did try to hack into, and election security funding, about $3 million from the federal government, is kind of sitting in limbo right now because the legislature hasn't quite decided how to give it to Steve Simon. So there's a lot of politics around election legislation and election security, which isn't traditional. And I think it's another sign of the depth of the partisanship and the depth of kind of the games that both sides are playing right now in St. Paul and in Washington.
Speaking of legislation, when do the legislators get back to work and what happens when they do?
They get back next week, and both the House and the Senate will pass their omnibus bills off the House and Senate floor respectively, and then they'll start the process of conference committees on those budgets. The budget targets are very different between the House and the Senate, and then you have Governor Walz kind of weighing in. There's some big lifts to do as far as compromise over funding and taxes and some policy issues. And they've promised a more transparent way in which to do it, and I think that really is going to start to show end of next week and early into the next week.
And again, yesterday, that poll came out from the Chamber of Commerce regarding some of the issues happening at the state capitol. Anything stand out for you?
Yeah, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, Minnesota Business Partnership put out a poll of 500 Minnesotans. Well, I think the interesting thing is Democrats just let the poll linger. They didn't respond. They didn't do anything. And Republicans kind of seized on the poll And I think the real question here is, in the Senate, there was some appetite for a gas tax from a few Republicans. Does this poll chill that appetite, or do they still feel strongly? Because more transportation funding is popular. How to pay for it, that's the sticky wicket right now.
Hmm. Well, Blois, we'll talk again on Monday on your real birthday week. So
sounds great.
We'll look forward to that. Have a great weekend. Say hi to the dogs. Hey, tell Maverick we said hello, will you?
He's in the backyard, happy as can be, because the sun is out. So thank Lynch. And thank Lynch for my 11:15 tea time today, too.
Mike, did you hear that? You're standing right there.
I missed what he just said. What did he say?
Thank you, Mike.
For what?
My 11:15 tea time today, because the weather's nice.
Well, just remember me, you know, when you're getting your eagle, when you get your hole in one.
I will, birthday buddy.
Yeah.
It is 727 WCCO here on the Morning News. That's Blois. This is Dave. It's 36. Southwest winds of 3 suns up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.